蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
我一直有个想法，就是想在床头放一个笔记本和一支笔，每天早晨起来的第一件事情就是记录下睡醒前做的最后一个梦。这些梦有的时候是噩梦，有的时候是美梦，也有些时候呢是非常滑稽让人哭笑不得的梦。之所以想把它们记录下来呢，纯粹是为了留念，不想忘记它们。你现在听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today》，我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。你是属于那种闹钟一响就立马起来的呢，还是属于那种会关掉闹钟，转个身再睡五分钟呢？有一个事实就是，当我们每个人醒过来了之后，当我们的意识逐渐清晰了之后呢？无论是躺在床上还是起来准备刷牙洗脸，只要我们清醒过来了，我们的大脑就会开始对我们说话了，某一些的思想呢会涌上心头，让我们想起昨天发生的种种事情，以及昨天和某个人说过的话。刘星，我仍然记得在那将近四个月找不到室友要一个人生活的那段时间里呢，每天早上醒来的第一个意识就是觉得说，家里反正没有人，起不起床并不重要，没有人在等着我，没有人需要我，那就继续睡觉吧。这种思想呢可以变得非常的可怕，因为如果我一直让这个思想停留在脑子里的话，那么这一整天我都可以瘫在床上什么事情都不做，不工作，不吃饭，不读经，不祷告，顶多呢就是去上下洗手间，然后回来继续的躺在床上玩手机刷微博。然而就算是我一整天都不做任何事情，只是躺在床上的话呢，心里面还是会觉得非常的孤独难受。所以后来就当乐心发现不可以让这种思想来侵蚀我的大脑时，我就立马从床上跳起来了。这种的刺激呢比被闹钟叫醒还要来得迅速。我知道我不可以任凭它来影响我，我必须要采取点行动来主动的抵抗它。 Preach the gospel to yourself or to myself， 向自己传福音，某种程度上呢就是这个样子了。当我们的灵性出现低潮时，就会很自然的发出诗篇42篇诗人说的话，我的心呢，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？今天当我们进入向自己传福音系列的第四集， Charles 就会借着诗篇42篇的分享来帮助我们看到如何可以借助神的话语抵挡我们里面的那个又沮丧又忧闷又烦躁的声音。
In a moment we're going to look at Psalm 42.And later, Pastor Milton Vincent will pray for us. But first, I want to share a story with you. He was a Harley Street physician and doctor to the royal family. D. Martin Lloyd Jones gave it up to pastor the famous Westminster Chapel in London. While most pastors fled during the Blitz of World War II, he stayed in the city. The pacifists who were preachers couldn't make sense of Hitler and the Nazi machine that looked like it would devour their island in no time.Dr. Lloyd-Jones, formerly a medical doctor, pastored a church during the height of the Blitz, and he preached from the Bible, verse by verse, and his was the church that swelled in numbers in the darkest hour of World War II. He said something interesting. This is the main reason why large numbers of people have ceased to be interested in Christianity. What was he talking about? Miserable Christians. He said, Christians are so unhappy, so lacking in joy,so constantly miserable, that no one wants to be like that. The miserable, constantly depressed Christian is a contradiction in terms and a very poor recommendation for the gospel. I think he's right, and I think it applies today. Are you looking today for some real encouragement? You know, we live in an increasingly depressed society. People are popping pills like they're a basic food group. Don't get me wrong. I don't think medication is wrong for depression, even for Christians. I had a season when medication served a purpose for my depression that came on from a physical illness. Some of us joining on this radio program today are on some kind of dosage. But we live in a glitzy, media-driven culture that pumps up having a good time and a good life, but is just a thin blanket over the darkness of heart that lies underneath. And that dark undercurrent is contagious for Christians, and we don't even realize it. We live in a world looking for real joy when all around are masks showing happiness that disguise the reality of bleak lives underneath. So, are you looking for some real encouragement? Well, in Jesus Christ, we're given good news of great joy. And that's what the gospel's all about. Think about the Apostle Paul's life. He knew suffering, and yet he could always rejoice and tell us to do the same. He wrote in 2 Corinthians 7:4, "I'm greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds." And of course, you've heard this many times before, Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice." In the Bible, the Christian life is all about joy. And yet we seem to lack joy, don't we? Even suffering persecution, Paul could always rejoice.
腓立比书虽然是保罗在被囚的时候写作的，但是字里行间里却充满了喜乐之情。难怪就有人又称腓立比书为一封喜乐的书信。Charles 提到的 David Martin Lloyd-Jones 是20世纪伟大的布道家，他的名字翻译过来呢叫做仲马田，也许你听说过了。仲马田在1899年出生于英国威尔斯的加利夫，在1924年就获得了伦敦大学医学博士的学位，而在之后的那一年呢，他又考取了英国皇家内科医学院的院士。正像 Charles 说到的，仲马田是哈利街的一名医生，他服务皇室成员。然而，当他蒙神的呼召要去做传道的事工时呢，他就毅然决然地放下了年薪15000英镑的工作，去到威尔士他家乡的一个贫困的地方做一名普通的传道人。要知道，20世纪的大部分时间里面呢，整个世界各地的教会都是陷入在一片暗淡无光的属灵光景中，特别是在英国，就再也看不到18世纪时教会大复兴中信徒所表现出来的灵性追求还有敬虔的态度。当时在英国各地的教会里都深受新神学的摩登思潮的影响，这些新神学的学说就刻意地降低了圣经的权威地位，也抹杀了神话语的可信度，并且还抬高了人的地位，夸耀了人类的科技成就，盲目地陶醉于人类的物质文明。仲马田后来在伦敦的威斯敏斯特教堂服侍，跟摩根老牧师一同侍奉主。在他所写的《灵性低落》这本书当中呢，他就总结出来了5点造成基督徒灵性低落的原因，这其中就包括了个人气质、健康情形、反作用力以及魔鬼伎俩和不幸。那么乐心在这个地方呢，就特别的想要强调最后的2点，魔鬼伎俩和不幸会导致基督徒灵性低落。仲马田说，魔鬼乃是造成我们灵性低落唯一首要的原因。个性气质还有健康情形原本并不一定会造成我们的灵性低潮，可是魔鬼却能够利用这2种因素使我们非但控制不了他们，反而会被他们所控制。魔鬼制造我们灵性低潮的花招层出不穷，我们必须随时要提高警觉，不让他的诡计得逞。 因为一旦我们落在了诗篇四十二篇诗人的光景当中，魔鬼就可以拿我们当时的样子去对全世界的人说，你瞧，基督徒就是这副模样，你愿意跟他们一样吗？最后归根结底，我们就可以说，一切灵性的低潮都是出于不信，没有信心。想一下，如果你有信心，那么魔鬼就算是再凶猛，也不能把我怎么样呀。然而，我们不爱听神的话语，反倒是爱听魔鬼的话，使得魔鬼的诡计才屡屡得逞。诗人一再的提到，应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他。为什么要这样做呢？显然，诗人在低潮当中早已经忘了神的存在，失去了对神的全能所应有的信心，也失去了他与神应有的关系。正是如此，他才需要一再的提醒自己。所以，我们可以这样说，一个基督徒他灵性的低潮是出于他没有信心。那么，分析过这些原因之后，我们就来看看应当怎么处理这个问题。首先，我们必须学习这位诗人所已经学会的功课，就是把自我控制在手中。这位诗人不是躺下来单单在那里自怨自艾就算了，他采取了一个极其重要的行动，就是把自我控制起来。他不但是把自我控制住了，更重要的是他对自己说话。想一下，如果你要过得胜的属灵生活，你就必须敢于对自己的心说，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁呢？你必须敢于鞭笞自我，责备自我，劝勉自我，当仰望神。之后呢，你还得提醒自己，神是谁？他是怎样的一位神？他过去做了什么事情？他应许以后还要做什么事情？最后，你可以像诗人一样，对自己、对他人、对魔鬼，也对全世界公开的宣告，我要称赞神，因他笑脸帮助我，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。刘欣特别喜欢 Charles 接下来说到的 Brush your teeth every day on Psalm 42, 直译过来呢，就是说每一天都要用诗篇42篇来刷牙。很有趣的说法，是不是？但是我想我们都懂它的深层含义。
How can we today, in this 21st century world, with all the troubles and distraction, the fear of war too, I might add, know such joy that will make you and me ambassadors for Christ? Somebody once said, brush your teeth every day on Psalm 42. It's what we can hang on to when we don't have real joy or feel like we do. You know this psalm. Listen to it again. Psalm 42, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with my God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people are saying to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Psalm 42. It's not about a fake grin when you're dying on the inside, when you're depressed and crying your eyes out and you feel so far from God. How do you get joy when tears are your food and others say, where is your God? Well, the answer is in verse 5. Of Psalm 42. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. That's it. That's it. It doesn't sound like it at first, maybe, but this can turn your life inside out. The psalmist is talking to himself in Psalm 42, verse 5, and he needs to do that. He's preaching the gospel to himself. You've heard it said that talking to yourself is the first sign of madness? Not true. The psalmist is talking to himself, and so should we. He's saying things like, "Self, why are you downcast? Soul, why are you so disturbed? Our feelings can be so fickle. We can't always trust them. Don't let yourself control yourself. The self can always lead to dark places. Instead of that emotional roller coaster of self, preach the gospel to yourself. What does our self tell us when we listen to ourselves? Well, you might wake up in the morning and just think about how God relates to you on how you're going to perform that day. You might say to yourself, if I'm good, then he loves me. But if I sin, I've lost his love. You might even say, he's not here. I'm separated from my Savior. You might say, why did Jesus even go to the cross? All I need to do is just live a good life. Have a quiet time. Have a set Bible reading schedule. That's all I need. Do you feel like you're a failure as a Christian? That's what Milton Vincent felt like 10 years ago. That's what I felt like even a few weeks ago. Great! Because if that's the way you've ever felt, and maybe you're feeling that way today, you're ready to preach the gospel to yourself. I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. This is the Christian way for everything. In fact, the psalmist not only wrote that in Psalm 42:5, he wrote it again, it was so important, at the end of the psalm, in verse 11. And it's even carried on in the next psalm, Psalm 43, it shows up again. Not just when we are apart from God, but when we feel alone, separated from those we love, in grief from someone who's died, or deserted by those who don't seem to love us anymore. The good news from outside comes from above. Preach the gospel to yourself. Self, do you feel out of control? Do you think God can't love you? Remember the cross, what God has done for you. Talk to yourself. Preach the gospel to yourself. It's the only way to find true and lasting joy that we desperately need. Now, somebody who really understood what the psalmist was teaching in Psalm 42 was Martin Luther. For all his great gospel discoveries, he constantly struggled as a Christian. He questioned whether God was pleased with him because of what Jesus had done. But I've got to throw in his wife here. Her name was Katrina von Boren, a nun, but she renounced her, could I use the word, nunship? But we could call her Katie today. She got really annoyed with her husband Martin after they married and had children when he would grab a pen and write Bible verses on the wall or take a knife and carve a verse on a table. He was a pretty rough guy, besides having some good theology. Why did he do it? Certainly not to please his wife, and I know I couldn't do that around my house with my wife. But he did it because he knew this is how God works. When he doubted God was with him, he would carve Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He reminded himself, your doubts are no measure of truth. And that's what I had to do a few weeks ago when I rediscovered Romans 5. That's what Milton Vincent did 10 years ago. Earlier this week, I was in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and one good friend of mine is the general manager of a network. He's also a Baptist preacher, and I had breakfast with him one day. And I said to him, what's the best thing that happened in your life in this past year? And he said, it was my wife becoming a Christian. Whoa! I can't imagine! This guy is close to my age. His wife had been going to church as he was preaching for decades. But he himself was a pastor and realized in his 20s that he didn't know the Lord either. But you know what the Spirit of the living God used with his wife to bring her to faith last year? It was right here in Romans 5. What about you? Are you preaching the gospel to yourself? You know, in the Bible that I'm looking at right now, it's not just this book. It's not just these words on a page. It's the truth of the living God and the Spirit of the Lord working through these words that he gave to writers long ago that we receive the medicine we need every day. Left to myself, I'm hopeless. Where are you, God? Where were you when I needed you? Why did you allow this to happen? Fill in the blank, we all have it. For my wife Janet and me, we're coming up on the 10th August since we lost a son to a drug overdose. Did we suffer from dark depression? Of course. Did we shake our fists in the face of God and say, "Why did you let this happen?" Yes. Did we feel that God had abandoned us and didn't love us? Yes, we did. And yet coming to us from outside us, there was truth. The Spirit of the Lord was at work, and He was using His Word inside us, individually and together. We found comfort. Yes, His Word ministered to us, and Jesus joined us, even in our grief. But you know what? There are divine surprises. And one surprise we had was two good friends of ours, a husband and wife, driving 1,000 miles. A husband and I had served as elders together in the same church. His wife and my wife were good friends. They dropped everything and they drove a lot of miles to come and share with us a passage that they couldn't get out of their minds. And you know what? It was the same passage that Janet and I had been dwelling on. That's the Spirit of the living God. Truth born from above, but then out of myself and confirmed by the Spirit. That's how God works. Divine surprises. This is the peace only He can bring. Fill in the blank from your life. And if you're alive in Jesus, you have had these dark moments. And yet in those darkest hours, Christ showed up, didn't He? Good news came. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're reminded in Psalm 42 that He is our Savior and our God, and we will yet praise Him. You know what? This is joy. In fact, it's joy unspeakable.
I've found His grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free indeed. What kind of joy is this? It's joy unspeakable. All You've done for me, it's indescribable. Just a taste of Your glory, and it's unnatural not to tell the story of all You've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. I've found the pleasure I once craved. It's joy and peace within, within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It's joy unspeakable. All You've done for me, it's indescribable. Just a taste of Your glory, and it's unnatural not to tell the story of all You've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. What kind of joy is there?
I found His grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free indeed. What kind of joy is this? It's joy unspeakable. All You've done for me, it's indescribable. Just a taste of Your glory. Todd Agnew, from an album called Need, and his song Joy Unspeakable, here in A Haven Today, preaching the gospel to yourself. I've asked Pastor Milton Vincent if he would lead us in prayer.
I'd love to do that. Let's pray. I pray, Lord, that You would just take our eyes off of ourselves and our own performance, and that You would teach us to look to Jesus and realize that it is all about Him and what You have done for us through Him, that we would be quite taken by His righteousness, how utterly flawless His righteousness is, and that we are draped in His righteousness, and that we are under Your favor all day, every day, good days and bad days, waking or sleeping, solely because of the performance of Jesus and not ours. Lord, open our hearts to really let that in and to believe that, to live and to walk in the good of that, to experience the life-transforming power of believing that, and that we then, from the overflow of this experience of your grace, would have much grace to give to others. May this awareness of your grace make us radically humble, radically broken, radically forgiving, radically loving, as we seek to serve other people and be a living embodiment of this amazing grace that you have given to us in Christ. For any in this audience, Lord, that have no rest in their spirits, and their eyes are upon themselves and how they're performing, Lord, liberate them. Turn their eyes to you, and may they find the rest that can only be found in Jesus. And if there's anyone listening who has never put their trust in Christ, I pray that you would touch their hearts and that they would see the attractiveness of Jesus and look at him and say, I am done being my own Savior. He is the Savior for me. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Milton. Milton Vincent, a pastor, friend of mine, for leading us in prayer on Haven Today, and preach the gospel to yourself.
向自己传福音，今天呢，就透过诗篇42篇，让我们看到，原来当我们的思想由离走开，受到撒旦影响的时候呢，就可以用诗篇42篇来捍卫自己的思想，捍卫自己的意识，帮助我们对自己说话。我的心哪，你为何忧闷，为何烦躁呢？应当仰望神，因他是我的帮助。节目的最后，乐心想送上一首中文诗歌，这首诗歌呢，就是以42篇当中的我的心哪，你为何忧愁来作为整首诗歌的歌词。那么就让我们在歌声当中与你说一声再见，在下个星期的同一时间，乐心和 Charles 与你不见不散，拜拜。
我的心哪，你为何忧闷，为何在我里面在我